The Environment, Agriculture, and Flooding Subcommittee will now come to order. Brenda, please call the roll.
Chair Buchanan?
Here.
Representatives Alexander?
Here.
Alupis?
Here.
Fusada?
Here.
Chaney?
Here.
Daly?
Here.
Diamond? Fine?
Here.
Hardy?
Here.
Hanshofsky?
Here.
Lamarcka?
Here.
McFarland? Mooney?
Here.
Umfroy? Overdorf?
Yes, ma'am.
Smith?
Here.
Tomko?
Here.
Trunell?
Here.
We have a quorum, Chair.
All right, members, announcements. I want to remind everyone that the House has implemented detailed procedures designed to make our meetings safer during the present time. Audience members and presenters speaking at the podium are asked to wear their masks. I also want to remind everyone to make sure that you vote into your microphone so you can be heard. Additionally, members, please make sure to turn off or silence your electronic devices and cell phones. Members, today we'll be hearing two different bills. We'll begin with Representative Shove, HB 287, liability of persons providing areas for public outdoor recreational purposes. Representative Shove, you are recognized to explain HB 287.
Keeps recreational public land accessible throughout the state by protecting the private landowners who make this access possible, and that is the bill.
Members, are there questions of the sponsor? Any questions, members? Okay, moving on. There are no amendments. Is there public testimony on the bill? There is no public testimony. Members, we're currently in debate on the bill. Debate on the bill. Members, is there any debate on the bill? Okay. Representative Shove, you're recognized to close on HB 287.
Wave close.
Brenda, please call the roll.
Representatives Alexander?
Yes.
Alupis?
Yes.
Fusada?
Yes.
Chaney?
Yes.
Daly?
Yes.
Diamond?
Yes.
Fine?
Yes.
Hardy?
Yes.
Hanshofsky?
Yes.
Lamarcka?
Yes.
McFarland?
Yes.
Mooney?
Yes.
Umfroy? Overdorf?
Yes, ma'am.
Smith?
Yes.
Tomko?
Yes.
Trunell?
Yes.
Chair Buchanan?
Yes.
17 yeas, 0 nays.
Members, by your vote, show the bill is reported favorably. Up next, we will have Representative Avila presenting HB 1177, Biscayne Bay. Representative Avila, you're recognized to explain HB 1177.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman and committee members. Last August, my community was horrified to see thousands of fish and marine life turn up dead in Biscayne Bay. This fish kill was just another chapter in its recent history of environmental decline. The presence of excess nutrients, sewage contamination, pollution, and littering are several of the leading factors associated with Biscayne Bay's rapid decline. A recent report by the Miami-Dade State Attorney's Office stated that without corrective action, Biscayne Bay would suffer irreversible damage. This bill would create the Biscayne Bay Commission and put the bay on a path toward recovery. The Biscayne Bay Commission would seek and receive funding to develop coordinated plans, priorities, programs, projects, and budgets that can substantially improve the bay. The commission would act as the main advocate and watchdog to ensure the bay's projects are funded and implemented. The commission would consist of a policy committee, a chief officer, and a working group. The chief officer would represent the commission and act as a liaison with various stakeholders, including local, state, and federal governmental entities. Also under this legislation, sanitary sewage disposal facilities are prohibited from disposing of waste into Biscayne Bay without providing advanced waste treatment approved by the Department of Environmental Protection. That is the bill, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you for that explanation. Members, are there questions? Questions on the bill? Representative Overdorf, you are recognized.
Representative, thanks for being here today. Just a couple of questions for you on how does the oversight mix with what is currently oversight as far as, say, FDEP, and how would that intermix with the organization that you're putting together? Thank you.
Representative Avila, you are recognized.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, and thank you, Representative, for that great question. So it would not take any, it would not take away any of the responsibilities that the overseeing entities have currently over Biscayne Bay. The issue that we have seen is that since there are so many entities involved with overseeing Biscayne Bay, that there's no one central sole source point of contact. So oftentimes, particularly, at the local level, you'll see a lot of finger pointing. So this commission is really meant to serve as that one singular entity that will make sure that all of the projects, all of the policy that relates to Biscayne Bay is implemented.
Representative Overdorf for a follow-up.
So obviously a lot of this is following the pipe, if you will, and where that water is coming from for that pipe that's draining into the bay or discharging into the bay. So I certainly understand that there's going to be city, county, other municipalities, et cetera, that are tied into that pipe. Are you suggesting then that prior to discharge, they would need to have a sign off from the commission that you're creating as part of this?
Representative Avila, you're recognized.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, and thank you for that question, Representative. I would tell you that there's a whole host of issues associated with Biscayne Bay's decline. I listed several of them. There's other contributing factors, as in septic tanks, that are in several of the municipalities around Biscayne Bay. Approximately, I would say, I believe it's 110,000 septic tanks are in and around that general area, of which 65,000 are leaking into the bay. And with regards to your question, I would say these entities now, certainly for there to be any sort of facility that would be discharging into Biscayne Bay, now they would need to go through a stricter process in terms of the treatment of that wastewater so that could be disposed of.
Thank you.
Representative LaMarca for a question.
Thank you, Mr. Chair and Speaker. Thank you for being here. And representing a coastal area in Broward County and having some leaky septic tanks in a small municipality myself, and I'm very aware of the issues there. I really appreciate you bringing this thoughtful bill forward. You mentioned some of the local government entities that the commission would be working with. Is this something that the Miami-Dade County Commission, for example, has discussed or is aware of?
Representative Avila, you're recognized.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Thank you for that question. Representative, I'll tell you, over the past three decades, and there's just this past year alone, there were 12 articles written in the Miami Herald alone about Biscayne Bay's environmental decline. Over the past three decades, there's been multiple task forces that have been set up by Miami-Dade County in association with, some of the other partners, municipalities in the area. What has always happened has been that these task forces have been set up, they meet once, and they cease to meet again. So with that, what I would tell you is, in my conversations with the mayor of Miami-Dade County, the mayor is supportive of it. In my conversations with other municipalities in the area, they're extremely supportive of it, quite frankly, because no one's really kind of taken that leadership role that has been necessary in order to really make sure that something gets done with regards to fixing, restoring, and bringing Biscayne back to its former glory.
Members, further questions on the bill? Further questions on the bill? Okay, there are no amendments. There's no public testimony on the bill. Members, debate. Is there any debate on the bill? Representative Lupus, you're recognized in debate.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, and Representative Avila. I just want to thank you, because in the few years that I've been here, I've watched you year after year tackle critical environmental issues on behalf of not only our community, Miami-Dade County, but this entire state. You know, so whether it's been the Everglades or water quality and now Biscayne Bay, you know, we know in our community how critical this is. And I think you spoke specifically to the fact that we haven't had sort of the leadership that we need around this issue. And I'm really grateful for your bringing this bill forward. So thank you, sir.
Members, further debate on the bill? Further debate? Showing no more debate, Representative Avila, you're recognized to close on HB 1177.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. And I want to take a moment to recognize and thank the committee staff, especially Alexandra Moore, for taking the time to work with me on this critical issue. Also, members, and I think all of you have heard it kind of in my opening statements as well as in my answers and questions. We're at a pivotal point in in Biscayne Bay's history. And quite frankly, we don't have time for inaction. So this is the largest estuary in the state of Florida. There are several of Florida's imperiled species, marine species, that are in Biscayne Bay. Among them are the manatees. It is environmentally and economically vital to our state and community. This proposal will mark a turning point for the Bay and potentially allow future generations to enjoy it for decades to come. Members, I kindly ask that you join me in helping restore one of South Florida's most precious environmental assets. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Great close. Brenda, please call the roll.
Representatives Alexander?
Yes.
Lupus?
Yes.
Busada?
Yes.
Cheney?
Yes.
Daly?
Yes.
Diamond?
Yes.
Fine?
Yes.
Hardy?
Yes.
Hanshofsky?
Yes.
Lamarca?
Yes.
McFarland?
Yes.
Mooney?
Yes.
Umfroy?
Yes.
Overdorf?
Yes, ma'am.
Smith?
Yes.
Tomko?
Yes.
Trunau?
Yes.
Chair Buchanan?
Yes.
18 yeas, 0 nays.
By your vote, members, show the bill is reported favorably. Congratulations. All right, members, that concludes our committee meeting agenda for the day. Once we adjourn, please remember to exit promptly so the room can be sanitized. Seeing no further business before the committee, Vice Chair Tomko moves we rise without objection. We are adjourned.